meeting to order Thursday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Paul James Hiram.
Gregory Shannon, Nevely.
Brian Myers, Minden.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkson.
David William Allegan.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Ned Simper, Lewiston.
Welcome. Thank you. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I move we adopt the agenda.
David was second.
I have a motion and second. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We got anybody here that we need to swear at?
Paul got put back in. I got the email from the mayor.
He didn't get out of it. Too bad.
But then that's the only, and then everyone else said that they're still in, so. I do have that of who are new or rejoining, and then Kim and Craig, you're expiring at the end of this year for your term.
What does it say on me?
26.
Oh. You're not getting out of that.
So.
26 of the next century, dude. You're here for a while.
Thanks. Okay, so do we need to swear Paul in?
Yes. Since he breathed. Yeah, 4 years ago. All right. I,
Paul James,
have been appointed to the office.
Having been appointed to the office.
Of Cash Mosquito Abatement District Trustee.
Of Cash Mosquito Abatement District Trustee.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support and obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Amen.
Okay. Next item, review and approve minutes from December 12th. Other than one spelled out, but I didn't see anything.
Okay.
Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Craig Hidalgo will make a motion to approve.
Ned Simper, second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion or questions? See none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Ratify 2025 fraud risk assessment report.
All right, I don't have, it's basically the exact same as last year. The only thing we have missed is, again, the members of training. We have a few people who haven't done training. And then other one is at least one member of the management team receive at least 40 hours of formal training related to accounting, budgeting, or other financial areas each year, and we found out that Matt does not count, so I'll work on that this year, and I can do the 40-hour training.
Okay.
But as of right now, that's the two that we missed points on, but we're still in the good green.
So do we need a motion to...
Yep.
Yeah, since it's ratification. Yeah, but copy that.
Paul James, I move that we...
Yes, actually, I did.
...ratify and approve the 2025 fraud risk assessment report.
Okay, so yeah. So we have all marks. Got them. There's that training one right there. And then the formal ed training on accounting, budgeting, or other.
So what's our total score?
Total is... One of, this one apparently does not have it
at... There's points right there.
Oh, right here, 355. So we're low.
Very low.
No rush.
All right.
Craig Hidalgo was seconded.
Okay, sorry, I missed who did it first. You did, okay.
Okay, so we have a motion, discussion. Is there any other questions or debate on this? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review state required trustee training.
Okay, so what I have is the open public meetings needs to be done annually. So everyone needs to do it. I have Craig, both Craigs have done it in January, so you are good. And then David Wood, you need to do your the board member certification. So you need to do both. And that's what this handout is. Just go to the red website and follow the instructions.
And Johansson's never done it. Is that what that means?
That's what I have?
No, I've done it.
So okay, then I need to check when it was. I'm pretty sure you had.
I don't need to do the board member certification.
No.
I did it in 24.
I'll double look. I know you do have to do the open public one because it's a new year.
Okay.
But I'll look, because I thought that was weird too. And I didn't do too much digging. When you
first get in. I can see Kevin on it.
Yep, Kevin.
Okay, so open public meeting is what you and I
need. Okay. Was that all for that?
Yes, that's. I just basically just wanted to make it as simple as we can.
Training duck.
Website for clients.
Okay, that one, yes. We need to discuss some things.
Hey, Sierra?
Yes.
I think that was a good idea what you did there. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Putting those instructions and stuff, that was good.
Okay, no.
No.
Okay, so the ADA website, Richard brought to my attention that a new law passed in January. Streamline pointed out that our ADA compliance on our website has changed. So as of right now, this is where our accessibility dashboard is. We're at 86% for our website, which a lot of it is due to our PDFs and trying to figure out how to make them accessible for those who wish.
What, they got to be readable?
Yeah.
Minor details.
Well, I can do that with Acrobat.
Would you be willing to show me? Because...
Do you have Acrobat? Not just a reader, you mean Acrobat.
I have.
We just have the reader.
The basic reader. That's where we're coming.
You have to make an OC. You have to do an OCR on the Acrobat reader, and then it will read it.
Okay.
Will you?
So, how many documents do you have?
Right now, our website shows that we have 117 not accessible, which they did a scan. I met with Alliant, which said they did a scan of our website, and they said we had 110 PDFs.
All you got to do is link to the PDF, don't you?
Yeah, how do they?
They got to be able to read it out loud.
There has to be tabs.
It has to recognize the text.
They have to have, okay, has to be hearing for the hearing impaired.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can get Adobe, and because there's the state thing that we, because we're looking at that, but there,
you
I
just,
went online to
you
try
just
to figure
need Adobe.
Adobe, okay, so not even the Pro.
Well, I have the Creative Suite, which it gives you Acrobat.
Everything, yeah.
And I did.
So we can get that for, I think, I got from the state contract, 100 and something a year.
Yeah, that's very cheap.
So I think it was 100.
That I count.
Anyway.
I'd be glad to show you how to do it.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Now back to what we're lucky enough that we do not, you.
So
this.
I did talk that due to our, it goes by your,
size.
Your population. And since we're based in Hyde Park and our Hyde Park's not very big, we have until 2027 to comply with the law. So I did go, one thing I did first do with meeting a few people is I went back to the very oldest stuff and archive it so that it doesn't have to be compliant because they're archived. I started with that, and then we just need to work forward with that is basically. But yeah, I just figured to bring it to your attention so that we could figure out what we could do.
We have a solution now, right?
We do.
Okay.
So $159.56 for 12 months for Adobe Pro.
Acrobat Pro. If you just buy it, it's $20 a month.
So that's 20 times 12. That's 240.
Yeah.
Be 159 is better, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll still pay for the updates when they come out.
Well, yeah.
No, automatically. That includes you. It just gives you. You log into Acrobat.
Gives you a site license.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then it just keeps it up.
So if we can do it that way, I'm good with that. The other route is the Alliant that Sierra. Did a webinar with, and
they said they'd do it
for $7
a document,
but Acrobat's good to have.
Well,
anyway.
If you got $113 documents, that's $800.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought of that, but I was just thinking we'll going forward. But
I mean, if that makes it compliant, I would think it would, because that's all they want.
These are our files from forever, right?
Everything that's on our website.
But in the future, maybe if we only get, four or five. How many do we get a year?
About four at the most of the month.
Yeah, maybe in the future you just send them through that thing. But for now, the sounds like the Acrobat's the best way.
Yeah.
If you can help us with that, that'd be awesome.
Great.
I'll be done for until the middle of February.
She does it.
Unless you can do it.
She can do it with the program. We can do it every time. Charge.
Yeah, but it expires every year, doesn't it?
What's that? Adobe?
Yeah.
Well, you just, it's just a, like paying a membership for something. It just keeps on going.
Yeah, 150 or something?
Yeah.
20, yeah.
Well, if you only have four a year, $7. Okay.
But it's pretty dang nice to have.
But right now, I think we should just do the Adobe.
Because you can combine files, you can edit a document, you can do a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. Okay. Have we worked that one yet? Okay. Resolution capital projects.
Okay. Let me pull up this.
Yeah, these kids look familiar.
Oh, bless you.
I wasn't going to leave it. Is that good for... Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're putting toward a resolution to take what was left in our general fund from 2024 and moving it into the capital projects for 2025.
Yeah.
Do I need to read it, or can everyone just read it?
Whereas the Cache Mosquito Abatement District desires to comply with the state's guidelines regarding long-range capital funding and also to ensure compliance with the state's fund balance limitations for the general fund, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of the CMAD that any and all general fund balance at year-end will be transferred out of the capital projects fund for that year and rolled into the next year's capital projects fund. Last year's 2024 general funds balance was $50,728. However, due to the lack of a capital project for the personnel fund, the $2,774 remaining balance from the 2024 personal budget will be evenly divided into $925 portions allotted to the abatement and vehicles equipment capital project funds, with the administration fund receiving the slightly smaller portion of $924. Further, let it be resolved that the administration capital project fund received $12,630 from the previous year's 2024 administration budget in addition to the personnel's fund $924 for a total of $13,554. The abatement capital project fund received $17,835 from the previous year's 2024 abatement budget in addition to the personnel funds $925 for a total of $18,760. And the vehicle equipment capital project fund received $17,489 from the previous year's 2024 abatement budget in addition to the personnel's fund of $925 for a total of $18,414. Adopted and effective this day by motion from trustee and seconded by trustee and all approved.
And we have to do a roll call on this one.
Read that again.
Sure.
First of all, I'll make a motion that we accept resolution 22-01.
And I'll second. Further assignment.
Okay.
And now we do roll call.
Is there any discussion or questions before we do roll call? Seeing none. Do you want to go through your roll?
Yeah, so that it's since it's all over. Okay, so Joe Archer is absent. Gregory Shannon.
Accept.
Dave Gatherum is absent. Joe Hansen.
Accept. Accept.
Kim Hatch.
It's the haircut.
Sorry. You're good.
Accept or?
Aye or nay.
Yeah.
Aye or nay.
Okay. Craig Hidalgo.
Aye.
Paul James.
Aye.
David Coons.
Aye.
Brian Myers.
Aye.
Kermit Price.
Aye.
Jeff Ricks is absent. Craig Rigby is absent. Don Sheffer. Ned Semper.
Yes.
Kevin Tingey. Wade Campbell. And David Wood.
Aye.
Okay, manager report.
Okay, I'm starting to spend the money. The four-wheelers, one's in, the other one will be here in February. So the check is made up for those two. It actually came in cheaper than last year, so that's a good thing. I know, I thought the same thing. Got it just as good as an ATV, but it came in about $1,000 cheaper, so.
Wow.
For the, per machine. And then I have ordered the new handhelds and the new phones that will work with the handhelds so that we can not have to, like we talked about last fall, that we can move them out so that one stays in the truck all the time while it's foggy and the other one will go out, but it's not as big, but it will be just as good as the one in the truck, so that we are not moving back and forth and hopefully not replacing the more expensive one if it falls off the four-wheeler and gets ran over like the one did this last summer. So, but yeah, so that's ordered. I signed that agreement today, and we'll send that check in the morning, and they'll be coming in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, other than that, it's winter time, and it got cold, so I haven't seen any mosquitoes. I'm hoping the dry will help a little bit this year, but I never know. And I'll start looking at ordering. There is from Adapco, which is Azelius. Adapco's, they've got an early order program, and so I'll get that ordered before, because you buy so many and get so many free for how many you order, so I'll get that in before that goes away, because it gives us a little bit more product for free. So it's not free somewhere, you're paying for it, but it makes it look like it. But anyway.
Okay. Clerk report.
Okay. So everyone should have gotten their compensation checks. So deposit those, please. And then I think I got most everyone's, but there should be two forms that need signed. And if you'd get those to me at the end, I think I have most everyone's, but... And that's all I got.
Okay, review and approve bills from December 12th, 2024.
Okay, so this is two things that came in after our December 12th meeting. Richard got a toolbox and... I don't know what you got it, sir.
I think it was the air compressor.
Oh, and an air compressor.
A portable air compressor.
So those are two things that need to go in the 24 budget that needs to be.
Okay. Paul James, I move that we pay those two bills in the 2024 budget.
I second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve current bills.
Okay, so that's where our, as of this morning, that is where our Zions and our PTIF stand. And then budget. We got our payroll, Miles. The one thing that's not on yours that I forgot to add that Richard called me about after I printed the paper and I wasn't going to print another 17 copies is we did have a due for the UMAA of 364 for the year. But then everything else is on there. We got Wi-Fi, QuickBooks, office supplies. We got the phones, the new Archer 4s that Richard ordered or went under phones. And then maintenance, fuel, operation sites, the ATV. He got two ATVs and then the handhelds.
Frank Hidalgo, I move we approve the bills for 2025.
David, one second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion or questions? See none. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
It amazes me how much we're paying to
election of officers
Rocky Mountain
for 2025. Didn't we just redo this?
Yeah,
every year.
I say we just do it by acclamation.
Who's not here?
I move that we appoint the current board officers by acclamation.
It really? Sounds like last year, because Joe's like, I am done.
It makes it nice for the bank.
It does.
I'd say we definitely keep Dave Gatherum in.
Well, he can't object.
He would.
Out of all of them.
Need a second on Paul's.
I'll second Paul's.
Yeah. Do we really have
motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
You can always vote no, Joe.
There's still the discussion part of it still, so.
Yeah, let's hear the discussion now.
That's from you, it sounds like.
Yeah. You do a great job, Joe.
Really? I didn't even show up twice.
And we had too long of meetings them days.
Thank you. Hey, that's the only budget hearing where I've heard somebody say, I have no complaints. I think you're doing great.
You do.
Yeah, that's true.
You do doing great.
You're not charging enough.
That is true. We did have that.
I always thought I'd been here to just hear that. Okay. Seeing as how there's no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
What did you say, Cole? I didn't hear you say nothing.
I said aye. I gotta support Craig.
They did a great job.
Okay. Did I hear a motion for adjourn?
I make a motion, David Wood, adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Motion is second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? He means adjourn. Do I need to sign that?
Yes.
Are you that important?
Let's see here.
Yes, I want yours, and then I just run for that one.
Kermit, you need to sign this as well.
Just email me, I could actually, I could FaceTime.
Oh, yes, that's why I brought pens.
I don't have business with lotion on me, but just in case.
Sounds good.
It's so easy, all you do is just, yeah, save it.
Sorry, let me.
You might, I don't know, do you have your Acrobat reader?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, it's only two of them.
Bring up an Acrobat.
Two of the same name.
Is this Acrobat, or is this a PDF?
This is a PDF, I can only open.
I thought it was a file, places for all four.
Oh, no, that's.
Like, wait a minute.
Save as a.
I wanted to discuss it there, we put on.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We can put it on website when we're.
You should be able, you should do that, those.
And do we have?
You know, I schedule for those cities.
Okay, will.
But if you just search it.
I can do it now, but mine, I'm gonna say.
Doesn't make any difference at all, because I was gonna put something in the Nibley newsletter. Gives me about, for May, I think I have to put it in March.
Yeah, but it would do the same.
I'll see if I can put it in later, but they can always, I'll put the website address on it.
What about me?
Right, I think I'll run it past you guys first to make sure I've got it.
So you could maybe, you could save.
Where it is, that's it.
Yeah.
Save it as a word.
Okay.
12% every year.
I just wanted to put it out there, because a lot of people question, and that's okay, I don't mind the questions.
Nibley usually doesn't change, it's usually the ones that have changed.
What are you using it for?
To be able to just go to your recent value.
Ones that I usually change is Hiram and Lewiston.
Okay.
That's $24.14.
My response.
Yeah, so like this is saying, okay, so $24.14.
Okay, great, thanks.
Save as.
Thank you.
They got a significant.
I appreciate it.
Do they count people that have the increase, they have to tell people the county.
They don't tell me, but.
That's what I'm saying, they don't.
That's what I'm saying. They're gonna take the money there.
Even that says it's not.
You need one that's.
And to pay off all other problems.
You need to be able to save it with a recognizable pay.
They're taking from, what's supposed to be transportation.
So yeah, I would just.
And put that into their safety.
Because, yeah, they said if you go to review.
They do.
Yeah, so they can roll in safeties, so I'm not willing to give the sheriff's department, or
thank you.
Fire marshal, anything.
More than what we're.
For 15 minutes.
Well, then we give it, we can't do anything about what I've been given.
I know, well, our tax rate every year goes up. Percentage.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to read.
Last year it's gone.
Fire department gets checked.
County fire marshal, yeah, in fact, they're gonna be coming out to us, they wanna do, they wanna charge us a fee for some.
Well, that's awesome.
The overall protection, so we haven't seen that yet either.
Let's see, what's this?
So it's.
Pardon me?
But like, we're with the Smithfield Fire Department, that doesn't.
Oh, yeah, they'll up us too.
This is.
You up yours?
They haven't yet, but they will.
You can create high quality, rich, and accessible PDFs using Adobe Create PDF Cloud.
I talked to the.
So you can probably just do that.
Meters on, see how much.
And then it.
I And they said, oh, we'll come and do that.
So you can convert your old PDFs back, save them. I bet you can just do it. Or not even do it. You might be able to just save it as a PDF. With the OCR.
Break your seal, yeah.
Recognize those tabs.
Okay.
Jesus.